When is the last time someone asked you, "What did you learn today?" When we're kids, it seems like everybody asks that question all day, every day. And then, as adults, we don't always go to bed and ask ourselves, "What did we learn today?" And that's probably the more important because there's bigger lessons in life as we get older, right? Absolutely. So today we're going to learn what the power of what did we learn today. Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. So, some of you know that I am a father. I have a 4.5-year-old Maxwell and a 3-year-old Morgan. And that's the topic of the day. When we're in the car, we're coming home from school, first thing we always say is, "What did you learn today?" And then we listen to whatever they learn, shapes, numbers, how to play, they met new friends, all this wonderful thing. They start to process in their mind. It's like a nice way for them to recap, right? It's like a summary. What did you learn? How did that make you feel? What are you going to do with this newfound knowledge? Pretty much, right? We're not asking all those questions to a child. However, their mind is processing it that way. So at what point did your parents stop asking you, "What did you learn today?" Are you asking your children that same question? So it's very simple. However, I don't see a lot of people doing it. So why is that? We just need to be more conscious of it. And so I want to make sure it's on your radar as parents, as children, as society, right? I ask my friends, I catch them off guard, and I'll be talking to them, all of a sudden I'll just throw a little curveball in there, and I'm like, "Hey, what did you learn today?" And they're like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, stop and think about it. What did you learn today?" And they'll tell me something that, you know, happened, and, you know, we'll have a conversation about it. So I challenge you to challenge your friends and the people that you come in contact with. You know what? Even strangers. When you run into them, you have a little conversation. Before you leave, you say, "Oh, by the way, what did you learn today? I'm curious. I love learning from other people's experiences." A lot of times what someone else learns is something that we can benefit from and we can value, right? Cool. So today we're in a world where we have so many different streams of news and platforms where we can get information. Probably too much, right? Because it's all noise. We get bombarded from, you know, notifications, alerts, news, apps, and all of this other social media, you know, stuff. So how do we filter through it? Well, we have to be purposeful, just like everything else. So we live in a time where, I mean, think about it. Student debt, all-time high. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars is what people owe to universities who are there to teach them newfound knowledge. And yet, we have so many different ways that we can absorb information. And I believe number one university right now, the number one university on the planet is YouTube University. Watching videos. How awesome is this that you can learn on demand what you want, when you want, and how you want? We live in a golden age. I mean, it's the golden age of information and being able to access it at the snap of a fingers. So I encourage you, I empower you, please watch videos, listen to podcasts, help yourself grow every day. And before you go to bed, I don't know what your style is or your schedule. If you are like to journal, what did I learn today? How did it make me feel? And it could be good and bad, right? It's not always positive things. Sometimes the toughest lessons in life are learned the hard way. So maybe you had a failure today. Maybe you had you changed something in your business, or you bought something and you weren't happy with the outcome or the result of that. So these are all learning opportunities, and I encourage you to just continue to have them, but associate them with a feeling that tells you whether this is good or bad. Do I want more of this in the future or not? Okay, so that's number one. Also, like I said, there's so many ways to process information. So somebody asked me, what do I do? How do I grow? How do I learn every day? So number one, I'm in real estate, right? 17 years, Miami Living Homes. We sell luxury real estate. So of course, on my radar, I read the real estate magazine. It's all about brokers, team building, business strategies, all of that fun stuff. I am in Miami, so I read the Florida Realtor. Gives you what's the latest and greatest, technology, stories, trends, legal news, some things that may have changed. Right now with COVID-19, you know, the game is changing a little bit on how properties can be seen. So you need to stay up to speed on how your industry is being impacted by all this, right? I do like to stay in shape, so I read Men's Health every month. Great articles in here about everything, actually. It's a little bit about everything, and so I love it. Of course, it's about fitness, it's about diet, it's about a lot of those things, but it's also about life and family and being a father and just overall being a man, right? So I do love that one. Success Magazine, This is probably one of my favorites because I actually, as I'm reading this, I get some ahas, I get some nuggets about some of the videos that I want to make because of something that I read, and I want to say it in my own way and present it to you on how I receive these amazing, game-changing lessons, right? So I get a lot of my content from Success Magazine and other publications. So how else do we learn? We learn from reading. So if you see my nightstand, I've got stacks of books that I'm in the process of reading, or I want to read, or I'm going to finish reading, or something like that, right? And so right here, this one is Living the Hero's Journey. This is kind of cool. I just started reading this, and I'm almost done. And it's great because if you like a little bit of like character, it puts you into like your own movie of your life and how you can navigate through it. So I really, if you're into that, I really like that book. And then this one, The Way of the Superior Man, I'm almost done with this one, and this is spectacular. Let me just read it. A Spiritual Guide to Mastering the Challenges of Women, Work, and Sexual Desire. Need I say more? If you're a man and you don't find that useful, then I don't know about that. So anyway, so that's what we want to do. We want to learn how to digest this information, keep it on our schedule, keep learning, keep growing, keep helping those around us. Okay, so that is imperative, that we do help those around us. It's very important to ask them questions, right? Nieces and nephews and family and co-workers. You'll be shocked with the amount of response that you get, and you can keep track and kind of ask them, what have they done with that newfound information? How are they applying this knowledge? Okay, so go ahead and please do that, and I look forward to our next call. Okay, thank you very much. Have a fantastic day.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most. On your left is another video from this playlist. On the right is a popular video from a similar playlist. And you can subscribe by clicking in the middle. Now, get out there and learn something new. Remember to enjoy your day and be sure to touch people's lives in a positive way.